Welcome, everybody. This is the Selling Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli. I'm an associate real estate broker at New England Land Company based in Greenwich. I specialize in Greenwich real estate, both residential and commercial. And on this podcast, I will be discussing everything related to Greenwich real estate. I'm doing this in the hopes of educating everyone on our town and ultimately selling you on moving to Greenwich. So on today's episode, I am giving a tip that I give all my clients that are relocating from out of town. When you start out, you don't know where to focus your search because Greenwich is a big area and there are so many different diverse sections of town to choose from. Most agents will recommend that you rent first. In Greenwich, it's pretty standard that landlords require a minimum of a year. I've found that with my clients, it takes a lot shorter of a time for a new resident to figure out where in town they would prefer to see themselves and their family. So the solution that allows you not to have to tie up 2 months security deposit and 12 months of rent, not to mention your time of 12 months, is to pick two or three of the top areas that you've heard about or friends are recommending. Then pick a couple of weekends where you can try out an Airbnb or a home away, whatever service is available in town. I believe Airbnb is probably the most popular in Greenwich, but I think it's best to do at least one weekday and one weekend. What I find works best is that you do, Thursday to Sunday night. That way you have a work day to test out your commute, but also get to enjoy the weekend and see how the area comes alive during the weekend. Greenwich is made up of a lot of commuters and a lot of people are very busy during the week. So it could be pretty quiet and you can't, sometimes you don't get a full perspective of an area. So it is good to see that weekday versus weekend. And as much as I talk to my clients and we're out and I see properties and I explain, the best local coffee shop, the neighbors, the feel of an area, it's very different to wake up in an area, for example, like in Old Greenwich, wake up, grab a big old upper crust, take a morning walk to Todd's Point, walk around the beach, with your puppy and family. I can't recommend it enough, and I think it's something that is going to become more and more common when people start their search. And ultimately, it helps everyone out. You are more confident in your search. It helps us as agents focus in more on certain areas and make the process more efficient. Then when you find something you love, you are more confident to pull the trigger and not miss out on, your dream home. So I hope that was helpful for the people looking to move to Greenwich from out of town. Please feel free to reach out to me for any Airbnb recommendations. My number is 203-940-2666. At the very least, I'd be happy to share with you more about why I decided to keep my family in town and ultimately why my career is selling Greenwich. Please stick around for a word after our sponsor to hear about what we have going on this weekend. As for current listings, I still have a couple that are on the market. The first being 14 Indian Pass. It is a project currently at 1,500 square feet, can expand up to about 4,000. It is listed now at $825,000. I think it's a great deal on a cul-de-sac street. Walk to the train. The other listing is 67 Stonehenge Drive South. This is located in the desirable King Merritt area. Great neighborhood. It is a 5-bedroom, could be a possible 6th. It is on a great large, little over half of an acre lot, and it is currently listed at $1,650,000. If you're interested in seeing these properties or any others in Greenwich, reach out. You can find me on all social media, Mike Pirelli, Greenwich Real Estate.